This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A presentation of Garrison Building Supply. State Representative David Brock Smith on with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Want to talk about the Oregon State Legislature getting ready for the upcoming session, which is the short one this year. And you also had legislative days last week. Talk about what took place there.
Well, it was online legislative days, and it was a gamut. We have a number of pieces of legislation that could be good and some that are going to be bad. We had the Democrats had a secret ballot to position a member of their caucus to become speaker. As you know, longtime speaker Tina Kotek is resigning at the end of the week, and she will be replaced by a nomination process, which can take up to 30 days. And Dan Rayfield, the representative out of Corvallis, has been nominated by the House Democrats to assume the role of speaker. So it should be interesting as we move forward in the short session.
And what are you hearing about the short session? Obviously, you have less time. You've got a constitutionally mandated 35 days, but it seems increasingly that a lot more has been kind of crammed into what you're trying to accomplish in that short period of time.
The short session, thanks, Kyle. The short session was voted in by the people as a and sold to them, so to speak, to be just simple budget fixes and so forth. It's not meant, nor was it ever meant, to be huge pieces of legislation. If you remember back in 2020, the short session had cap and trade, and the House and Senate Republicans had to stop that economically changing bill from passing, and we had to leave the legislature to do so. Similar to what the Democrats did back in 2001 when the gerrymandering occurred by then Secretary of State Bill Bradbury for stopping the redistricting process. And so we're not supposed to be there to pass huge moving pieces of legislation, such as one that will be devastating to our Oregon agricultural industry, such as ag overtime, which is a huge problem and something that is being attempted to be moved in this short session.
Now, for lawmakers, as a member of the House, how many pieces of legislation are you able to put out in this short session?
Two.
And do you already have things in mind?
Oh, yes. No, those have to be drafted and presented. A month and a half ago, we had to begin drafting those pieces of legislation. I have two pieces of legislation that have to do with fish, our salmon populations, especially here on the South Coast, and assisting them. One of which is incubation boxes, where we can have the genetic diversity of the egg and the sperm of the fish, to where we can then put them in boxes and then place them in estuaries to our rivers so that we can help restore our wild runs of salmon. The other has to do with helping our farmers in the area get paid through private investment to streamline the development process, similar to a mitigation bank. And they would be able to get paid in perpetuity, and we would be able to help restore salmon habitat in those rivers and streams. I'm excited about these two pieces of legislation because our salmon resources down here on the South Coast are critically important economically, and I look forward to presenting them and moving them forward.
Now, have you been able to kind of put the word out there about these proposals to other lawmakers? What's the process here? Do they already know what's kind of coming with all the bills?
So I shared my what we call legislative concepts with my colleagues on both the House and the Senate, both Democrats and Republicans, for them to, quote, sign on to those pieces of legislation. And I'm happy that I was able to garner bipartisan support on both of those pieces of legislation to help them move forward. So it's always good when you have a piece of legislation that kind of break through the partisan divide. These are good pieces of legislation that can really help fish help our farmers and ranchers and restoring those salmonid habitats in our streams. And so I look forward to the opportunity to have them help me move these bills across the finish line as well.
Now, after we get through the session, and really even now, a lot of focus already moving ahead towards the 2022 elections. A lot of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle making some switches, seeking other offices as different opportunities have come up. Do you see the GOP as poised to pick up any House seats this time around?
Oh, yes. No, we're in a good spot to gain our numbers in the House, and it's critically important to do so because we need balance in the state. We've seen what happens when you have a supermajority in control, and the pendulum swings back, Kyle, and so we have great opportunities, and we're out looking for great candidates to run for these open seats. There are shifts. 13 of our 23 House members are either going to the Senate or retiring or running for Congress or other situations. As our colleague Cedric Hayden, who I know you've had on the show, is going after that new Senate seat.
So a lot of changes potentially after we get through this year. It looks like it'll be an interesting year. Any overall thoughts about the upcoming session for you?
For me, it's going to be focused on the natural resources. And so I have great colleagues in business and labor with Shelley Bossart Davis and Daniel Bonham working on ag overtime. For me, it's the forest accord that has been struck with the governor, our timber landowners, and the environmental community. There are some issues there with our small timber owners that are going to be adversely affected by that. And so I am going to be focused on that piece of legislation as well as others that could crop up that I'm unaware of to date that could negatively impact our constituents and residents and their communities on the South Coast.
All right. State Representative David Brocksmith out of time for now, but thanks for connecting with us this morning.
Thank you.
8:41 Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.